A judge postponed a hearing this week to determine whether Denise Williams should be released on bond as she awaits trial for an accused murder plot and cover-up in her husband's death. That hearing is now scheduled for June 18th. Mike Williams disappeared 17 and a half years ago. Investigators initially thought he had drowned in a boating accident, but they didn't have a body until last fall. His friend Brian Winchester confessed to his murder. Winchester is now serving 20 years in prison for kidnapping Denise Williams in 2016. The two were married but estranged at the time, and he says he was afraid of what she would tell police about what happened to Mike once the divorce was final. We've recently learned much more about what Winchester told investigators. Tallahassee Democrat News Director Jennifer Portman has been doggedly tracking this case for more than a decade. We sat down this week to talk about the new developments.
I'd been waiting for at least 12 years. You know, other people who've been reading my stories have been waiting along with me to find out what actually happened. So to hear Brian confess and recount how he killed Mike was surreal, actually.
This is a convoluted story, but I'm going to ask you to just give us a brief summation of what Winchester says actually happened to Mike Williams.
Okay. Brian, who was Mike's best friend at the time, said that he and Mike's wife at the time, Denise Williams, hatched a plot to murder Mike, in part because Denise did not want to get a divorce because she felt that the divorce would tarnish her image. So they hatched a plan for murder instead. They thought about different ways they would go about it. They finally settled on this plan that Brian would take him out to Lake Seminole and he would push him out of the boat and he'd be wearing waders and they would fill with water and he would sink like a stone to the bottom and it would look like an accident. This is as Brian tells it. If that had occurred, this would have probably been the perfect crime. No one would have suspected anything. It would have appeared as it was supposed to look, that it was just a boating accident. But what ended up happening at the lake that morning was Brian went ahead and he pushed him out of the boat. And Mike was able to get his waders off. And when he surfaced in a panic, of course, and Winchester says he was panicked too, Winchester picked up this cheap 12-gauge shotgun that he had and shot Mike at point-blank range right there in the water.
Then he took the body.
Right. You know, now he had a problem. This wasn't part of the alibis that had been constructed. So he had to get Mike out of the water. He loaded him up into his truck. He drove back to Tallahassee. He said he got back in bed with his wife at the time, pretending like he had just woken up. He then drives around Tallahassee. He goes to the Walmart. He picks up a shovel and a blue tarp. He goes out to Gardner Road, which is off Meridian Road in North Leon County. At that time, you know, pretty far out of the way, which is a place where he knew from duck hunting. And he went down to the end of this road, Dead End Road, which is at the shore of Carr Lake, which is a part kind of an arm of Lake Jackson. And he dug a hole 2 feet deep, he said, and put Mike in it and buried him.
And so Brian Winchester led investigators to the body.
Correct. Part of the deal that they struck with prosecutors was in exchange for Brian not being charged with Mike's murder, that he would tell them truthfully everything that happened and that he then would take him to the body.
And we should note also that Brian and Denise were having an affair.
Brian contends that Denise and he were having an affair 3 years prior to Mike's murder. It's important to note that Denise Williams' attorney, Andrew Way, says all of this is a complete fabrication, that the only person who had anything whatsoever to do with the death of Mike Williams was Brian Winchester, and that Denise Williams was utterly unaware and completely uninvolved and just assumed that what she's always said happened was that all she knows is that her husband went hunting that morning and he never came home.
And then 6 months after he disappeared, Denise Williams convinced a judge to have him declared dead, which enabled her to collect nearly $2 million in life insurance.
Correct.
Part of which was from a policy written by Brian Winchester months before.
Correct. There were three insurance policies, and one of them was a $1 million life insurance policy that Brian wrote for Mike. All told, there was $1.75 million in life insurance policies on Mike's life.
So as a result of Brian Winchester's testimony, Denise Williams is in custody and facing charges. What is she charged with?
She's actually charged with three very serious felonies. They all carry life in prison sentences individually. One is conspiracy to commit murder. One is first-degree murder itself. And the second is accessory after the fact of a murder.
So now Winchester has full immunity for his murder confession. And, you know, he could say what investigators want to hear with a deal like that.
Sure. I mean, the key element to that immunity deal is that if prosecutors find that things about his statement are untrue, then those statements that he has said about killing Mike could be used against him.
The three people at the center of this case were best friends for many years, going back to their days as students at North Florida Christian School in Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, we've heard possible reasons, but do we really know why Mike Williams was killed? Is there a clear motive?
Well, I mean, the clear motive, as Brian Winchester says, was so that he and Denise could be together, get married, and collect a lot of money. I mean, in some ways, it's not at all complicated. It's very straightforward. I mean, if you believe Brian's versions of events, it's exactly as it appeared and people suspected all these years.
And some would say that your tenacity in writing about this year after year could have made a difference in getting this case cracked, and it's still unwinding.
It's still unwinding. I mean, you know, it's interesting how you can, you know, the death of one person, the ripple effect of all that, you know, and that goes on in this town every single day. You know, when you see 20 people murdered last year, obviously this was a mystery. This was a very peculiar set of circumstances. It took a long time to crack, but I still kind of have to, when I write my stories, have to remind myself that, okay, Mike's not missing. Mike's been murdered. You know, a lot of people, law enforcement, prosecutors, family, editors, everyone. I mean, a lot of people have put a lot of energy into figuring out what happened to Mike. And, you know, you cannot give enough credit to these investigators who have stuck with it over the years. You can't give enough credit to the Leon County Public Works Department, who spent all this time, an incredible amount of effort recovering Mike's body. I mean, for a while, it seemed like, you know, it was just a cold case and no one was working hard enough and, you know, what else could be done, you know, but I think that really the tenacity of everyone who's sort of been touched and, you know, a part of this story is really to be commended, because sometimes you do find out what happened. Sometimes there can be closure, even if it takes 17 years.
And ultimately, it's possible no one will serve time for his murder.
That is a stark and disturbing possibility, certainly, because if Denise is found not guilty, then Brian's immunity deal, he will not be charged. So, yes, in the criminal justice system, no one will actually be held responsible for Mike Williams' murder.
Jennifer Portman with the Tallahassee Democrat, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.